forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Ample sunshine expected this afternoon with a high of 89. Winds out of the south, 10 to 15 miles per hour. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Tonight, lows level off around 64. Overcast skies. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 86. Partly cloudy skies. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 79.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Felix Johnson. There are three viruses that now have three vaccines, and maybe you should get them as long as you speak with your doctor. Influenza, COVID, and RSV will be rearing their ugly heads as temperatures drop in the area. Dr. Clifton Jones, the Vice President for Specialty Services at Topeka Stormont Vail, had more to say about who should get those vaccines.
All three viruses can land people, older people especially, with chronic lung or heart conditions or immunosuppressing conditions. People of advanced age, they'll end up in the hospital and can end up in critical care with respiratory failure.
The CDC recommends an annual flu shot for anyone 6 months and older, and each year try to formulate based off the most active strain seen in the previous year. Dr. Jones also mentioned to WIBW that people should get the flu shot by October ahead of any holiday travel. Mid-America Network News.
Back to school, back to savings sales event at Midwest Kia. Special APR programs with rates as low as 0.9% and rebates as high as $7,500 off MSRP. We are making room for 2024 inventory and passing the savings on to you on all new 2023 Kias on the lot. APR as low as 0.9% and rebates as high as $7,500 off MSRP at Midwest Kia. At Midwest Kia, you'll find inventory in stock and available today with fair pricing that is never over MSRP and no fine print and gotcha tricks that require the fast talk disclaimer at the end of this ad. It's a better way to buy that is simple, transparent, and fast. All new Kias come with an industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com. And remember, we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia. APR financing subject to credit approval by Kia Finance America to well-qualified buyers expires 9/30.
In June, abortion providers filed a lawsuit against state officials challenging several restrictions to the Women's Right to Know Act. The act was established in 1997 and has been amended several times over the last years. Denise Harrell from the Alliance Defending Freedom gave more detail to the lawsuit.
A woman isn't able to functionally exercise her decision one way or the other. That's when you have a strict scrutiny problem. But simply giving a woman information, just like these abortion providers have done for 26 years, that's not impairing a woman's right to choose to have an abortion one way or the other.
Emily Wales of Planned Parenthood Great Plains gave further detail to KSNT about the national situation.
You cannot access abortion care except in a few parts of this country. And for us right now, we feel compelled to give patients who are going to get back in the car for 15 hours medically accurate information because we know they're scared to talk to providers at home. We want them to know they can trust us with real information.
Judge K. Christopher Jayaram decided that he needed more time to make the decision. Mid-America Network News, I'm Felix Johnson.
Is back in session. Kick off the school year with an A-plus on your internet connection by signing up for Blue Valley Internet. New customers get $100 off. Existing customers that boost their speed get a $50 bill credit. Set your family up for success this school year with the internet from Blue Valley Technologies. Find more details at bluevalley.net/promo.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Felix Johnson. An explosion of a rail car in North Platte causes an evacuation for the surrounding neighborhood, and the order has been lifted. There was toxic smoke in the area at Union Pacific's Bailey Yard in North Platte. Highway 30 between Hershey and North Platte is now back open. According to Union Pacific, around noon on Thursday, an explosion occurred inside a container, resulting in several cars catching on fire. There was no derailment, and the car had been stationary in a yard for a couple of hours. Union Pacific said that the container had caught fire and had a hazardous chemical called perchloric acid. North Platte Fire Chief also recognized the danger in making sure that his crews from three separate departments were also safe.
We're always going to err on the side of caution, and we're going to go a little beyond that.
The cause of the explosion is being investigated by Union Pacific, and no staff was hurt. Nebraska Mid-American Network News.
Truck owners, Toppers Plus Truck Accessories has a new extended showroom at 333 North West Street, stocked with the tonneau cover for you. Protect your truck bed and valuables with a locking truck lid. Choose from hard, soft, folding, or retractable covers. Toppers Plus has top brands including Lear, Undercover, Backflip, X-Dang, Roll and Lock, and more. Work or play, make your truck work for you. Visit our new expanded showroom at 333 North West Street or toppersplusks.com.
Make your truck work for you!
Looking to get mowing in a new Hustler Zero Turn immediately? Countryside Motors in Wellington has a great selection of new Hustlers. 72-inch Super Z, a 54-inch Fast Track, or a 42-inch Raptor. We have hundreds of mowers in stock in Wellington. 0% financing available or take advantage of cash discounts. Countryside Motors in Wellington. We've got the best mowers on the market. Just a short drive down 35. Shop online at countrysidemotors.net. Make the move to Countryside Motors in Wellington. We have what moves you.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners will meet again with the architect, construction manager, and financial advisor to reconsider locating a new jail at a county-owned site east of Marysville. Alternate plans were considered at a site in the 1300 block of Broadway, just east of the current jail facility. However, estimates for demolition, site preparation, and design changes could run some $1 million, prompting the reconsideration. Funding for the proposal is yet to be determined after voters rejected a previous lease purchase arrangement at the East Marysville site on a recall petition. Concerns with the location were among those expressed during public meetings. Commissioners have discussed submitting a half-cent sales tax for a vote and reached out to communities for approval of interlocal agreements that would revert such proceeds to the county. Discussion continues. Jerry Zayas from Blue Rapids has accepted the position of Executive Director for Marshall County Partnership for Growth, assuming the role previously held by Ellen Barber of Marysville, who retired some months ago. MCEDC is a public-private partnership that focuses on economic development opportunities in Marshall County. Jerry Zayas serves as mayor of Blue Rapids and has filed for re-election. Washington County Commissioners agreed to terms with a consulting firm to outline options and cost estimates for establishing a countywide ambulance service. Short and long-term choices would be included with a 3 to 6 month timeline for completion. Kansas Department of Transportation will begin an emergency bridge repair in Washington County on K-148 over the Little Blue River about 4.5 miles south of U.S. 36. A temporary traffic signal will direct a single 11-foot lane through construction at a reduced speed. Drivers should expect brief delays through late October when work is to be complete by reconstruction of Salina on the $280,000 project. Homecoming Friday at Marysville High School, Bella Rader was crowned queen and Garrett Haverkamp king. At Axtell, Emma Hazenkamp was crowned queen and Grady Bussing king. At Washington County, Lily Richard, crowned queen, and Joe Kern, king. Monday is Blue Rapids Match Day. Contributions toward the effort will be accepted at the community center or online anytime at BlueRapidsMatchDay.com. Big Give Gage last Thursday raised nearly $366,000, representing 1,955 donations. And again this year, the Wymore Blue Springs Fund was tops among some 70 nonprofits in dollars raised and number of donors, with $30,975 contributed from 148 people. They've earmarked the proceeds toward restroom renovations at the park. With matching funds, the total for Gage County was just short of $387,000 this year, a nearly $50,000 increase from the previous year. An injury accident was reported in Marysville September 1st. Heather Chastain of Marysville collided with Richard Bruland of Marysville, who was driving a motorcycle on 8th Street. He was transported to CMH, later transferred to a Lincoln hospital, listed in fair condition. The other driver not injured. Doug Renier of Wetmore was appointed by the USD 113 Prairie Hills School Board to fill the unexpired term of Alyssa Bloom, who resigned position 4 in March after closure of the Wetmore School. Rainier will serve until January, when the winner of the November election for the post will take the seat for the remaining 2 years of the term. American Red Cross Bloodmobile will be in Marysville Monday, September 18th, noon until 6 at the American Legion Hall. Donors are needed for an appointment. Phone 1-800-RED-CROSS or go online to redcrossblood.org. Bloodmobile at the Marysville American Legion Monday, noon until 6. Marysville Public Library is featuring a program through Library U on armchair traveling, with Maureen Christ sharing adventures from travels to Antarctica. Monday evening at 5:30, presentation will include pictures and stories of a trip. Program is free and open to the public. Douglas D. Cruzy, age 70, of Palmer, passed away Friday. Mass of Christian burial, September 26th, 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Catholic Church, Greenleaf. Private interment at the St. Michael's Catholic Cemetery at Kimio at a later date. Christy Anders' funeral home of Waterville in charge of arrangements for Doug Cruzy.
Ease the burden on your loved ones with pre-planning services offered through Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville and Anders Fifley Funeral Home in Riley. This is Jared Anders, and we can help you in assuring that your wishes will be taken care of, easing the decision process for your family. From service arrangements to special requests, let us take time to meet your exact needs. Find us online at apfunerals.com or visit us at Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville or at Anders Fifley Funeral Home in Riley.
Mark your calendars for September 11th through the 18th for the Blue Rapids Circle of Giving Match Day, hosted by the Blue Rapids Community Foundation. Thanks to the generosity of the Patterson Family Foundation, we have up to $70,000 in available matching funds to support area charitable organizations. Donations between $25 and $3,500 will be matched at 50%. To donate, either visit BlueRapidsMatchDay.com to make a gift online, mail in your donation to the Blue Rapids Community Foundation, or join us for our in-person event on September 18th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Community Center. You do not want to miss this opportunity to do more good for the Blue Rapids community.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Staying a bit hazy early on today, otherwise sunny with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. South winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Some scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible overnight tonight, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and mid-60s. South winds still between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 20. More scattered showers possible into Tuesday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the mid to upper 80s. Then more rain into Tuesday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Scattered showers throughout the day Wednesday, mixing with sunshine and our highs in the lower to mid 80s. South winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. And rain is still possible into Wednesday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s. Some rain throughout Thursday as well, mostly sunny with our highs in the upper 70s and mid 80s. Southeast winds still between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Then scattered showers pick up Thursday night, cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid 60s. Then showers are likely Friday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, mid-September, 81. Record high on this date, 102. The average low, 56, and the record low, 36. Sunrise this morning, 7:11. Sunset this evening at 7:32. Half to three-quarter of an inch across the region Saturday. Heavier amounts north of Hanover, where they also received substantial amounts of pea to marble-size hail. Gusty winds were also accompanying thunderstorms across the region.
Folk legends all over the world associate high wind events with emotional and mental instability. Is there science to back it up? A closer look today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits. benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores the youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, September 18th, the 261st day of the year. Screen legend Greta Garbo was born on this day, and in 1947, Carnegie Hall hosted the first country music concert. It featured Roy Acuff and Ernest Tubb. Folklore has long held that high wind events such as the Santa Ana winds of Southern California or Italy's Sirocco can make people act strangely. There is often a coincidental rise in reports of increased tension and irritability, but no scientific research has been able to define a cause and effect. Theories abound, though. One says the elevated numbers of positively charged ions created by these seasonal winds causes a decreased level of the hormone serotonin in our brain. Sounds plausible to us, though it could be just a lot of hot air. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
At Reflections, you will find a treasure trove of items and gifts backed by a friendly and knowledgeable staff. Shop your Hallmark Gold Crown store for the biggest selection in greeting cards, Christmas ornaments, gift wrap, home decor, and gift ideas for all your celebration and personal needs. In addition, Reflections offers custom framing services and specialized Black Squirrel products, along with your favorite K-State and KU fan gear. Shop Reflections in downtown Marysville today.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Felix Johnson. The Jayhawks are able to get a huge victory over the Nevada Wolfpack. The Hawks were favored at nearly 28 points and came away with a close victory of 31-24. Jalen Daniels' contribution was nearly 300 yards through the air, with Devin Neal's 89 yards on the ground matched with his 3 touchdowns. Daniel Hyshaw also had a touchdown in the game. Next week, the Jayhawks will have their very first conference matchup of the season with brand new conference foe, BYU. Unfortunately, Wildcat fans can't be as celebratory as Jayhawk fans, being that they lost 30-27 against the Mizzou Tigers. Mizzou kicker Harrison Mevis ending the game with a 61-yard field goal as time expired. The Cats look to get back on track as they match up with the UCF Knights, another brand new Big 12 foe, as they get their conference season kicked off. Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Felix Johnson.
Back to school, back to savings sales event at Midwest Kia. Special APR programs with rates as low as 0.9% and rebates as high as $7,500 off MSRP. We are making room for 2024 inventory and passing the savings on to you on all new 2023 Kias on the lot. APR as low as 0.9% and rebates as high as $7,500 off MSRP at Midwest Kia. At Midwest Kia, you'll find inventory in stock and available today with fair pricing that is never over MSRP and no fine print and gotcha tricks that require the fast talk disclaimer at the end of this ad. It's a better way to buy that is simple, transparent, and fast. All new Kias come with an industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com. And remember, we want to see you in a Midwest Kia. APR financing subject to credit approval by Kia Finance America to well-qualified buyers. Expires 9/30.
Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Felix Johnson. The returns of Chris Jones and Travis Kelce did result in a victory, a very small one. On Patrick Mahomes' 28th birthday, the Chiefs were able to catch a victory over the Jacksonville Jaguars 17-9. The win and the birthday celebrations did not exclude Mahomes from some offensive woes by his team. 3 turnovers were made in the first half, including this interception.
Mahomes loads it up, going to take a shot, deep ball, intercepted, flying in.
The defense continued their valiant performance through the game, leading on from last week's matchup in the loss against the Lions. But they also had some help with Chris Jones getting a sack in his season debut. Travis Kelce, also in his season debut, was able to catch a touchdown in a limited performance. The 1-1 Chiefs will head back to Arrowhead for a matchup next Sunday against the Chicago Bears. Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Felix Johnson.
Friday night football scores. Marysville took Chapman 21-8. Clay Center beat Abilene 26-13. Omega held off Concordia 40-6. Axtell rolled past Clifton Clyde 52-6. Hanover downed Osborne 28-26. Washington County trimmed Lynn 48-30. Frankfort fell to Linden 70-24. Valley Heights beat Troy 52-16. Centralia downed Onega 48-6. Diller Odell fell to Falls City Sacred Heart 46-32. And Southern lost to Johnson County Central 38-6.
The Marysville Bulldogs are victorious at homecoming with a 21-8 victory over the Chapman Irish. Marysville took advantage of three Chapman turnovers to secure the victory. Marysville struck first with a 14-yard TD run. Marysville struck first with a 1-yard TD run by Dakota Slupionik and a Stephen Lowry extra point with 3:24 to go in the first quarter. Chapman responded with a 64-yard TD strike, Kellen Groover to Dakota Curtis, and a good 2-point PAT with just 2:56 to go until the midpoint. Marysville broke character and scored once again before half with a 14-yard Willow Top TD pass to Brody Lawrence. Lowry's extra point made it 14-8 Marysville at the half. The final score was put on the board with just 3:03 remaining to go in the game after a third Chapman fumble. Otop rumbled 11 yards to pay dirt, and Lowry's third PAT was true. Marysville wins it 21-7 on homecoming. Marysville travels to Concordia next week for an NCKL and district matchup. Reporting for KNDY Sports, I'm Jason Brenniger.
Axtell Eagles handled Clifton Clyde here tonight on homecoming. 52-6, powered by a high-power offense ran by Brandon Schmelsley. Schmelsley ends up with 106 yards unofficially passing through the air and two touchdowns as Axtell jumps out to the 44-0 lead before halftime. It started off with a 21-yard touchdown run by Schmelsley, and the Eagles never looked back. Right before the end of the quarter break, Schmelsley hit Grady Bussing for a 56-yard touchdown pass, put Axtell up 14-0. Eli Brockman touched in a 51-yard touchdown run, bringing the Axtell lead to 22-0 before a punt block and a touchdown brought us up to 30-0. Clifton Clyde finally got a score right after halftime as Trent Long found Drayden Reed in the back of the end zone for the lone touchdown on the night for the Clifton Clyde Eagles. And right out of half, Axtell put this away with a 5-yard touchdown run by their quarterback, Brandon Schmelsley. 52-6 was your final score here for homecoming as Axtell handles Clifton Clyde once again for 2 years in a row. Reporting for KNDY Sports, this has been Max Blasky.
Experimentation is part of the fun of gardening. Saving seeds from your favorite flower for next year's garden or even the next generation is something you might like to try. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Keep in mind that all flowers will not come true from seed. Hybrids and those pollinated by the wind or insects may produce offspring unlike the parent plant. But the surprise offspring can add to the fun. Use heirloom or older varieties when looking for consistency. Timing is critical. The seeds, not the flower, need to be full-sized to mature. This is usually when the seed pod that houses the seeds turns brown and brittle. Collect the seed heads and separate the seeds from the pod. Store in an airtight container in the refrigerator. Label a container with the name of the plant and the year it was collected. This will make spring planting go much easier. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
The Round Bar at the Willard Hotel has been the place where generations of politicians, celebrities, and power brokers have forged deals, shared conversations, or simply relaxed. The portraits here share the stories of many notables who have sat in this very bar and made history. Their story is this edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Nationwide. You may know, besides hosting these programs, I'm a farmer and rancher. And like me, you probably have insurance, and maybe you don't give it much thought after that. And that can be a big problem if you aren't protected. That's why I've partnered with Nationwide, the number one farm insurer in the nation. They helped me see a lot of what I'd overlooked. Are you protected from a ransomware attack? Do you have protection when leasing your ground? We've created short videos to answer those questions and many more. Just go to nationwide.com/Andrew, where I host short shows on many topics to help us see what we may have overlooked.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Jim Hughes has tended bar at the Willard Hotel for over a generation. This is a place tied to presidents and politics.
Ulysses Grant walking over here almost on a daily basis to smoke his cigar in the lobby of the Willard Hotel and turning and saying, you know, those damn lobbyists just won't leave me alone. I can't get away from them.
Hughes knows the history of the place, including a time when President Lincoln came here when a plot to kill him was uncovered.
He comes into Washington. He's staying at the Willard Hotel. He's left his baggage and everything up, and he has to borrow slippers from the Willard family. You know, and it's that legacy is incredible.
Many portraits adorn the walls of this circular bar at the Willard Hotel. Each tells the story of someone who frequented the establishment.
Woodrow Wilson actually courted his second wife at the Willard Hotel while he was in office. In fact, they actually had a special phone line put in from the Oval Office to the Willard Hotel so he could talk to his soon-to-be second wife, Edith Bowling Gall.
Many entertainers and movie stars came here as well.
Buffalo Bill Cody, they actually would perform the Wild West show down at the Pension Building, which is also interesting because they would use live ammo when they'd come riding in and be shooting the guns, and it was an indoor arena. Massive building, the Pension Building, and the bullets would ricochet around and people actually were injured.
The Willard certainly has history, but it continues to serve visitors today, providing a rich link to the past with stories still affecting our present and future. Traveling the countryside in Washington, D.C., I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be a residential real estate auction with vehicles, a riding mower, collectibles, and household items for the Gerald Harry Estate. Saturday, September 23rd, sale begins at 10 a.m. at 1400 Alston in Marysville. Vehicles sell at 11:30 and include a 2018 Ford Escape, 1997 Ford Ranger two-wheel drive. Tools include a table saw, air compressor, cordless drill, 18-inch chainsaw, metal nut and bolt cabinet, a John Deere 22-horse, 48-inch rotting mower. Appliances sell after the real estate, including an electric smooth-top range, 18-foot refrigerator, washer, and electric dryer. Furniture items include a roll-top desk, queen-size bed, chest of drawers, 6-foot lighted curio cabinet, plus collectibles, geos, cameras. Guns sell after 11:30. Coins sell after 11:30. And the real estate sells at noon. It's a well-kept single-level, one-plus-bedroom home, full basement, detached, two-car garage and shop, corner lot property a block from St. Gregory's Catholic Church in the Dargetts Park. This estate auction for Jerry Harry, Saturday, September 23rd, 10 a.m. at 1400 Alston in Marysville. Olmsted and Sandstrom, real estate broker and auctioneers.
Planning a new or renovated pasture? Hi, I'm Jody Henke. The performance of grazing animals heavily depends on the nutritional value of the forages they consume as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Making good decisions as to what forage species to plant in a given field is a requirement for success. You want the best nutrition for grazing animals while making sure the crop is suited to your land. Dr. Gary Lacefield is a retired extension forage specialist at the University of Kentucky. He says there are several reasons why you need to know what will grow best on your farm. The first is economic. Most of us are in the habit of looking for the lowest price and not thinking about long-term consequences. He says the potential for higher returns with better varieties is immense.
So I want to make sure that I get something that's adapted, something that's resistant to as many diseases and insects and pests that might come along, and then also something that's persistent. I'd like to seed it and have it grow for several different years, and it would be productive over those years so I could make money with it.
He also recommends incorporating legumes because they complement the grass as well.
Legumes, first of all, have a very unique ability to take nitrogen from the air that you and I are breathing and convert that into a nitrogen-based compound, a protein. Our animals can use that. Our legumes are usually higher in quality. Oftentimes, our legumes can help lengthen the growing season, or a deep-rooted legume can help us during the summer drought period with like a fescue or an orchard grass.
Fertilizing and liming as needed will help ensure good yields, improve forage quality, reduce weed problems, and lengthen stand life. Your local extension office conducts variety field trials and can give you advice on choosing the best forages for your program. Find more tips on forage planning at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Lord, I hope this day is good. Forgotten me. I've been praying to you faithfully.
easy for life to get hectic, but I always try to keep myself in the mindset that God has called me to this moment. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. One way to help you live in the moment is to have a financial strategy in place. When you have a strategy for your finances, it can help eliminate stress when it comes to money so you can focus on what's most important to you. Maybe you're passionate about volunteering in the community or giving to your church. Perhaps you're focused on putting your kids through college, or maybe you're nearing retirement and are wondering what the next phase of your life will look like. Whatever your goals are, having a financial strategy that aligns with your values can help you live in the moment. It can also help you achieve financial clarity through each life stage, enabling you to live with more meaning and gratitude. This is Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose.
A nationwide initiative to improve the health and nutrition of rural Americans. Today on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Fastline Auctions is the ultimate destination for online farm equipment auctions because both buyers and sellers win. Fastline's digital reach and direct-to-farmer catalogs have a 45-year history of creating successful buyer-seller relationships. And now they're adding online auctions to the mix. Fastline Auctions is a trusted platform for hassle-free, cost-effective equipment deals. Visit Fastline.com for more information. Bayer and Kroger, two giant companies in their respective fields, have teamed up on a project called Take Care Now. Sebastian Guth, U.S. President for Bayer, says the project will assist farmers and their families and other rural Americans who face food insecurity and limited access to health care.
Food, nutrition, and health are interconnected. And today, many Americans, unfortunately, don't have access to the food, nutrition, and preventive healthcare services they need. 34 million Americans, thereof 9 million children, have or experience food insecurity. Two out of three counties in the United States have healthcare deserts. When it comes to food insecurity and healthcare deserts, it's really rural America that's most impacted. So that's what we're here to address.
Guth says Take Care Now is taking a novel approach to healthcare access issues.
We will be sponsoring the education of 50 nurses that will, once deployed, support 500,000 Americans across rural America with their healthcare needs.
Country music star Luke Bryan is also supporting the initiative with special events during his Farm Tour concert series. There's more on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Looking for a fun way to win up to 25 times your money this football season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of statistics, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and an enormous selection of players and stat options are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million football fans who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/primetime and use code PRIMETIME. That's code PRIMETIME at prizepicks.com/primetime for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy.
Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details.
Here's a look at your ag news for this Monday, September the 18th. For the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm Jeff Aiken. Elevated input costs remain a top concern for ag producers because it tightens up profit margins. One of the key input costs during fall harvest, the price of fuel, Patrick DeHaan is the head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, a technology company that tracks prices at gas stations across the country. He says the price of diesel is a gloomy forecast.
The worry is that as we get into fall, we are going to start seeing heating oil demand go up, and heating oil and diesel are essentially the same product, and that's going to put upward pressure on the price of diesel. In addition, we are going to start seeing refineries doing maintenance ahead of the peak of winter, and so that may limit their ability to make sure that we have enough supply before we get into the peak of heating oil season. So I would foresee that diesel prices would likely continue to advance, probably more so in October than September. September may be a little bit of a calm before the storm for diesel prices, but by October, there's a lot of maintenance happening, and that maintenance is likely to impact diesel production significantly, especially along the East Coast, but that could have a ripple effect here in the Midwest. So I think diesel prices will likely continue inching up. We could see diesel prices by the end of the year anywhere from 20 to 35 cents a gallon higher than today. So unfortunately, a little bit of bad news when it comes to the price of diesel.
Aside from upward price pressure from domestic heating oil demand and maintenance, there are other forces at play in the global market.
The only good news when it comes to that is China's economy, which also had been consuming a lot of diesel last year to power electricity generation, is not doing so this year. So there may be a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel. But the global macro still is pretty negative as Russia's war in Ukraine continues.
And those will get your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network for this Monday. I'm Jeff Aiken.
We're out to be number one in the USA. That's the reason people say, Rusty Egg Ford, hey, you can't do better than that.
It's model year and clearance time. Every new Ford is on sale. Our 2023s have to go to make room for 2024s on the way. We're making it easy for you with financing as low as 0% APR up to 60 months and big model year and discounts. Savings up to $11,000 off MSRP or financing as low as 0% APR. But you have to hurry in. This is for a limited time. Heck, with big discounts like these, we might run out of inventory.
Rusty F40, yeah, you can't.
If you don't come see me today, I can't save you any money.
Absolutely unbeatable.
Plus tax and fees. F-150-23T-466. MSRP 65325. Sale price 64325. Must finance with forward credit. Must have a qualifying trade-in with purchase. 0% APR finance and select new Ford from the 60-month 1667 payment per month for 1,000 finance. Offers cannot be combined.
When it comes to agriculture, you want a financial partner that's down to earth with roots in ag business. We're local. We've been serving the ag banking needs of this community for generations. So if you need a good ag bank, think of us. We're here to help you grow. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Planning a new or renovated pasture? Grazing animal performance heavily depends on the nutritional value of the forages they consume. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
A farmer's life depends on the land and sky. Every morning I hope for either sun or rain to provide a good harvest. But as I jump on my tractor, I look down at my BKT AgriMax tires and feel confident because whatever the sky brings, BKT tires are dependable. Ensuring reduced soil compaction plus higher load capacity. At least my BKT tires aren't unpredictable. I can always rely on them. True problems, true solutions. BKT tires, the farmer's choice.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Making good decisions as to what forage species to plant in a given field is a requirement for success. You want the best nutrition for grazing animals while making sure the crop is suited to your land. Dr. Gary Lacefield is a retired extension forage specialist at the University of Kentucky. He says there are several reasons why you need to know what will grow best on your farm. The first is economic. Most of us are in the habit of looking for the lowest price and not thinking about long-term consequences. He says the potential for higher returns with better varieties is immense.
So I want to make sure that I get something that's adapted, something that's resistant to as many diseases and insects and pests that might come along, and then also something that's persistent. I'd like to seed it and have it grow for several different years, and it would be productive over those years, and I could make money with it.
He also recommends incorporating legumes because they complement the grass as well.
Legumes, first of all, have a very unique ability to take nitrogen from the air that you and I are breathing and convert that into a nitrogen-based compound, a protein, or animals can use that. Our legumes are usually higher in quality. Oftentimes, our legumes can help lengthen the growing season, or a deep-rooted legume can help us during the summer drought period with like a fescue or an orchard grass.
Fertilizing and liming as needed will help ensure good yields, improve forage quality, reduce weed problems, and lengthen stand life. I'm Jody Henke. Find more tips on forage planning at agriculture.com.
Thurgood Ag Sales is featuring a fall special on Total Foss Plus. This low-salt starter fertilizer with biotech makes nutrients more available for plant uptake, breaking down organic material into molecules small enough for plants to absorb through the cell walls. This provides maximum phosphorus safely at planting, encourages seedlings to develop more rapidly, increasing water use efficiency, and promotes early plant formation and growth. 829-2, just $4.65 per gallon. Or 829-2 blend with zinc and sulfur, $5.50 per gallon, with November delivery and payment by December 10th. Call Third Road Ag Sales at Waterville today, 785-562-7157.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Here's what we're looking at right now. Corn for December at 470 and three quarters. That's down 5.5. March corn down 5.5 as well at 485. Taking a look at Kansas City wheat for December, 734 and three quarters, that's down 11 and three quarters. Kansas City wheat from March, 739 and three quarters, that's down 11 and three quarters as well. Oats for December, 473 quarters, that's down 8.25. March oats at 483 and a quarter, that's down 6.5 right now. Soybeans for November, 1319, and that's down 21 right now. Taking a look at soybeans for January, 1335 and a quarter. That's down 20 and three quarters right now. Looking at cotton for October, 85.97. That's down, that's up 58 cents. December cotton, 87.26. That's up 82 cents. Live cattle for October, 186.37. That's down 55 cents. December live cattle, 190.95. That's down 87.5 cents. Feeders for September, 254.75. That's down $2.62.5. October feeders at 260.92, and that's down $3.55. Crude oil for October, $90.97 per barrel. That's up 18 cents. November crude at $90.10, and that's up 8 cents. Taking a look at gold for October, $1,935.70, and that's up $7.80. December gold at $1,954, that's up $7.70. Silver for December, $23.49, and that's up 11 cents right now. Wall Street, the Dow up 84 currently, S&P up 13, NASDAQ up 37. That's your market information.
Whether you're buying or selling real estate, needing an appraisal, or wanting to have an auction, think Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas. With over 90 years of combined experience in the real estate and auction business, their licensed staff is eager to assist you.
Plus, they've been in business in South Central Kansas for 25 years, so they know the area.
Residential, commercial, agricultural, or recreational land, contact your area hometown real estate and auction professionals at Floyd Auction and Real Estate at 620-532-1887 or go online to FloydSells.com.
What exactly does it mean to strive? To us, it's the only real way to achieve. To strive is to be driven, to put yourself out there, far from safe spaces and comfort zones, to take all the right risks and fearlessly embrace change, seeking to accomplish what others call impossible. Strive, a bold visionary banking mindset backed by the experience and responsive resources to help accomplish your impossible. Strive.
planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides. And rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Grazing cattle is an important component to many producers' management strategy. K-State sustainable beef grazing specialist Logan Thompson discusses the environmental impact cattle grazing has. He says why the cattle's rumination process is important and the sources of emissions that contribute to greenhouse gases.
Agriculture has a climate impact where we produce greenhouse gas emissions. And in the beef cattle industry, you know, we're not any different than any other industry in that respect. And we produce emissions primarily in the form of methane, which is produced in the rumen of cattle, which is actually a really good process for us because we're able to take, you know, forages that we want to be able to consume and create a high quality and, you know, edible human product. And then we also have emissions from manure as well in the form of methane and nitrous oxide. Those are our two primary emission sources. And those cows that are out on pasture for the year, primarily, right, in different regions of the country, it is different. But they're out on pasture or on grazing crop residues for a year. That diet is lower quality and higher fiber than you would see in a confinement operation, right? And that is what drives emissions up.
Thompson explains how producers can have a win-win situation.
The really cool thing about methane emissions and the way I like to structure it is it's an energetic loss from the diet, right? So if we can keep more of that carbon that would be emitted as methane available for the animal for use, whether that's for lactation or growth in growing cattle, then we could improve performance and as a byproduct also reduce emissions. So it could be a win-win for our producers.
There are a few things that Thompson explains that can help reduce methane contributions from cattle.
Yeah, so one, obviously, I think is just maintaining plenty of nutrition on your cow-calf herd, right? So keeping your cows in good body composition, right? Keep them cycling back and weaning a calf every year for as long as possible. That longevity plays a big role. And then, you know, improving the forage base if you're utilizing, you know, alternative forages, planting forages that are really productive and high quality. That could help reduce methane, but also help sequester carbon into our soils. And then another thing, something that we're researching on, not yet here in Kansas, but in other regions of the U.S., is how does grazing management, specifically rotational grazing, influence emissions and soil carbon sequestration and overall soil health? And we're seeing trends as we move across the country that rotational grazing, in some respects, does reduce methane and, you know, improve soil health as well.
That was Kansas State University sustainable beef grazing specialist Logan Thompson with things producers can do to help reduce the environmental impact of grazing cattle. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
From farm to field, Massimo Power Equipment is the right choice for the farmer, cattleman, outdoorsman, and off-road enthusiast. Powerful, affordable, and reliable, Crown Over Auto Sales is your local dealer with several side-by-sides in stock and immediate shipment of any custom order. Come see for yourself what Massimo can do for you at Crown Over Auto across from Valley Vet in Marysville.
KNDY.
Classic Country Library is so big, we had to put it on two stations, 1570 and 94.1 FM, KNDY, and K231 AX, Marysville.